calling. No more weeping, no more tears, I want a smile from you. We'll be parting for a while, ole ole. But our hearts will still remember that our love was true. Say adios when the sun sets on the sage. I want a smile from you. We'll be parting for a while, ole ole. But our hearts will
tell me how you be. The rate you're going, girl, you done lost me. This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. With a special guest today in the studio.
Hey, I'm Lewis. I'm a special guest in the studio today.
This is our special guest in the studio, Lewis. Phoebe, say hi to Lewis.
Hi, Lewis.
Hey, Phoebe.
Where did you come from?
I came from Portland, Oregon.
This is my best friend from high school, believe it or not.
And this is your first time visiting?
It's my first time here, yep.
And it's his first time on the radio as well. So
wow.
We're going to have
very exciting,
awesome hour ahead full of music, some talk,
friendly banter,
a new vinyl that Lewis just bought.
Yes, well, indeed.
You guys go to the record store?
He did.
I went to the record store.
Where?
Nugget. Good stuff. If you like old records, cranky old guys selling them to you.
Where's that?
It is on the other side of the river. I'm not really sure where because I don't live
true.
Here.
that. Well, I could play another song.
Cool.
Okay. This is... Give me one sec.
Doesn't seem like you're really prepared to play another song.
I'm pretty prepared. I had it.
So, Lewis, what have you been up to these days?
Well, I've been checking out some music in Boston.
Cool.
Pretty fun. Saw Black Midi last night. Great show. Yeah, highly recommend.
We on Sunday night, was it? Or Saturday night?
Saturday night.
We went to this little bar in Cambridge in Central Square where there was some live music. It was like kind of a speakeasy vibe.
Yeah.
Like really
plow and
corridor.
Shovel is the bar.
Yeah, yeah. What's it called?
Plow and Shovel.
Mm-hmm. Sounds rustic.
It was very rustic. But they had an electric violin.
Whoa.
A pianist / rapper.
A little questionable, but
yeah.
It worked.
But they were going crazy for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It seemed.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Good venue.
Louis's been seeing the whole Boston scene. I want to play that song that you played last week.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. This is Icon by Omi.
She ladled the conversation. Skimming from the top. That damn helium balloon from last year still refuses to pop.
I want a new icon.
That was Motel Room in My Bed by X, a little vinyl find by our guest Lewis in the studio.
A lot of good vinyl in this studio.
Yeah? What else caught your eye?
That's the only one that caught my eye so far. Yeah, but there's a lot of
There's certainly a lot.
So, Lucas.
Phoebe.
Someone told me that you went on a teeny tiny plane today, and someone else told me to ask, actually the same person told me to ask you about it.
That wasn't a question.
Oh.
What about it?
What's up with your teeny tiny plane?
I had the best field trip ever today for my geology class. We went on a little Cessna, I think they call them. Just like
Cessna.
A Cessna plane. About the size of a Mini Cooper on the inside, if you've ever been in one of those. So pretty small. And we took off from like 20 minutes north of here, flew out to the ocean, looked at all the tides and the sand erosion that was going on there.
Whoa.
And it was really bumpy, and I kind of wanted to throw up, but I didn't.
Oof. Was it the smallest plane you've ever been in?
By far.
That's cool. Yeah. Have you ever been in a helicopter?
No.
I've been in a helicopter.
Where?
In Hawaii.
Dang.
Just like a helicopter
that
tour?
That sounds so bougie.
And it was. For people who are just tuning in and may have texted me, who the F is Lewis?
Oh, that's me.
This is Lewis.
Lewis is my best friend from high school. And now he's in college with me, visiting.
I'm not in college. I'm at college.
Yes.
At not in.
Yeah, at not in. But he's also from Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
We also not only went to high school together, we went to middle school together.
Wow.
We did.
And elementary school.
Were you friends? When did you become friends?
High school, really.
Yeah, really in high school. But we were classmates, certainly.
Yeah.
And what was the moment you knew? The moment you knew that you're going to be best friends for life?
I don't know. I reconsider it every day.
Probably it was when we were driving home, or he drove me home. We were like in honors biology together.
Yep.
And
okay,
we hadn't really been friends. Not regular honors biology.
Yeah.
We hadn't really like hung out more in high school before that. But then we were sitting together, and our teacher was like this British maniac.
Yeah, absolutely,
pretty much.
Absolute menace. Brought a dead bird into class one time.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Found on the side of the road.
Yeah. And we just kind of would laugh in the back of class and kind of became friends like that.
Yeah.
And then he took me in his car home once and drove really fast around a corner, and I was like, this guy's pretty cool.
A wacky That's teacher also brought me and one of my best friends from high school together.
Really?
My physics teacher, honors physics, actually.
Honors?
Regular physics.
Oh.
I thought it was, okay, that's embarrassing. Anyway.
No, it was regular.
I honestly don't remember. Could have been either.
That's fine.
Anyway.
I'm just playing some nice background.
I'm good at science.
Music.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
We were once talking. We were just acquaintances at this point. And my teacher was like, stop making out.
You and who?
Me and Emily. You know Emily.
Oh, yeah.
My friend from high school.
You were making out in class?
No, we were just talking. And we weren't good friends. And so we were both like so uncomfortable by that comment that she said in front of the whole class.
Wow, that's weird. And then you guys became friends after that?
And then we did start making out.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Lewis, have you found a PSA yet?
Yeah, here's a good one. All right. This might not be our target audience, but I think it's very important. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov to be a better dad.
Oh.
Today.
So you're not, they're not adopting, it's not to adopt a child.
Yeah, no, it's just to be a more involved dad.
Number?
Oh.
It's 877-4-DAD-411.
Got it. What are some tips you would put on that website?
Teach your kids how to cook.
Yeah, for real.
Actually, if you actually want to be a better dad.
Do your dads cook?
Yeah.
Mine too. That's cool. I feel like that's not very common because of gender norms and whatever. My mom can't cook.
Yeah, my mom doesn't really cook much, but my dad is all in that.
Yeah.
My dad's Lewis's also not dad very too. Good, but, but he definitely gets food on the table.
That's Lewis's all that really dad matters. Cooks a really mean beef Wellington.
That's true.
And that's what got me into the...
Into the Wellington game?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like a steak.
It's a beef tenderloin.
Yeah. Wrapped in like mushroom...
Duxelles? I don't know how to say it.
There's no duck involved.
Is it
no
French?
It's French. It's like a reduction paste.
Wow. Yeah, it's like mushroom paste.
Wrap that in prosciutto.
Wow.
Wrap
mustard.
That in... Puff pastry.
That is so fancy. Is my really family divine? Does not do stuff like that. I think I've already like surpassed both my parents in cooking ability.
Is your whole family vegetarian?
No. Oh. None of my family is.
Oh. You are.
I am.
Yeah. So good.
Which is also like I got a lot of frozen vegetarian food from Trader Joe's when I was younger because they didn't know how to feed me.
But those still work.
They work, and I did just have some Morningstar chicken nuggets right before I got here, and they slap, so.
Do you know Pink Panthers?
I don't think so.
We'll play a new song from her album that just came out. It's really short, so if you don't like it, it'll be fine.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's called I Must Apologize. By Pink Panthers. Pink Panthers. I'm not at the moment. I never wanted to call start in your mind. I'm not at the moment. I think you'd like. We went for dinner and now you're acting paranoid. If I need you, need the way I felt inside. I'm not at the
Go swimming in the river now.
cool, you're trying to get me in trouble now. Cool, 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 swimming in the river now. Cool, you're trying to get me in trouble. Cool, 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 swimming in the river now. Cool, you're trying to get me in trouble now. Cool, 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 swimming in the river now. Cool, you're trying to get me in trouble. Swim to the deepest part. That's where all the wishes are. Maybe, maybe you can bring me back one.
None of us liked that last song.
Cause the nine got you faded.
Biggie buck, biggie buck, biggie big buck. You raise up, yo, you press your luck. You try to draw down, but you never made it. Cause the clicky, clicky, boom, boom, got you faded. Biggie buck, biggie buck, biggie big buck. You raise up, yo, you press your luck. You try to draw down, but you never made it. Cause the clicky, clicky, boom, boom, got you faded.
I'm rolling my bits, 30-08. I stop at the light, Trey H pointed at me. A cracked out kid, cause his trigger hand's shaking. He ain't too bright, fatal mistake that he making. He wanna take me for a ride in my car. Make clocks on him inside me, know he won't get far. He drove the block, quick left around the corner. Said his jammy down to make the turn, yeah, he a goner. I picked it up, real smooth like. He about to meet his maker at the shop light. Green, yellow, red, boom, buck to the head. That's a large asshole, yeah, I'm sure that he did. Another stupid ass from the world of some traffic. You should've thought twice, cause that ain't no car jacket. Dead in the sun, bitch, and that's how I play it. I burn your ass up, Trey 8, got your faded.
Biggie buck, biggie buck, biggie big buck. You raise up, yo, you pressed your luck. You try to throw down, but you never made it. Cause my clicky, clicky, boom, boom, got your faded. Biggie buck, biggie buck, biggie big buck. You raise up, yo, you pressed your luck. You try to throw down, but you never made it. My clicky, clicky, boom, boom, got your faded.
So take a look around, guess what I see. A million pissed on figures looking just like me. Some rich, most poor still striving. Selling crack, busting gap, cause it's all about surviving. So tech this, is a swoop on the scoop. I'm catching mad stares cause a nigga got loot. But best believe you better give me tip. Cause if you wanna trip black, you about to catch a cap. And it's like that. Check that bitch that try to fade me. Check that bitch that try to fade me. Check that bitch that try to fade me. Ha! Trick to try to play me, play me. 9 months with the stunt, she tried to drop a baby. Oh no, ho, you gotta go. Cause never will I let a trick bitch pit me for my dough. I had a plan, put her up, she free. We was going through the clinic at the end of the week. But not too important, just to have a little testy so I can count the numbers. Checking this trick bitch, she tried to be clever. She wasn't pregnant at all, well I'll be damned. Just tried to scam to get some G's in her hand. Okay, bitch, here's a switch. You got 5 seconds before my 9 click. You run for the door, buck bag, you never made it. Burn.
happens all the time. Present company accepted. Present company accept the worst. It happens every night. Present company excluded every time. Present company, the best that you can find. Talking like a jerk, except you are an actual jerk and living proof. But sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company, makes me want to stay.
Right, we're back.
We're back. After a little bit of a fiasco on our end.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about the cuss words, folks. Won't happen again.
I hope no children are listening.
Me too. That was Hideaway by Big Joke, a Portland band.
Very small band worth checking out. Give them a listen on Spotify if you get the chance.
6 monthly listeners. Let's boost that up.
Yeah, let's come on. Let's get one of their songs over 1,000 plays.
Let's just everyone go home, put it on loop, make their day.
Yeah, make it. I guarantee you they'll notice.
They will. Well, it is Tuesday. Had to check the calendar for that.
Isn't it always Tuesday when
it's
you're on this show?
It's always Tuesday.
I suppose it is. It's always Tuesday, just in general, the vibes, but about 52 degrees out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I just came up with that.
Feels right.
Feels a little low.
Do you want me to check it?
Yeah, let's give the people a weather update.
Yeah, the weather today was sunny and a little windy.
You're about 10 degrees off.
Yeah.
61. And sunny.
Feels cold, though.
Such a beautiful day today. A little sunny, a little chilly. Get a little chilly, go in the sun. So nice.
You happy about it?
I am. I love fall, and yeah. I love the crisp fall air, and I love the pumpkins outside and the leaves, and it's the best season. It's so nice.
I actually had the best car fall nap today.
Oh, like, yeah?
You know when you nap in your car and it's fall?
Yeah, I know that.
You know that? It totally. Just is actually, I think, the best season to take naps in.
I get, like, so nostalgic about fall for some reason.
For
like,
some reason.
It's so nice.
Lucas. Probably because there's, like, 500 movies about
Lucas, you don't have a car, so whose car were you sleeping in today?
I was in Christian's car. He drove us up to the airport.
Oh, nice.
I've driven Christian's car.
Huh?
I've driven Christian's car.
It's fun. It would not start.
No.
But it got going.
So nice. I bet you were like a little baby in the back seat.
Nah, shotgun.
Shotgun, even better.
Yeah. I was like, y'all mind if I sit shotgun?
And then passed out immediately.
Yeah. Pretty classic.
Not a very good move. That would have been like so against the rules when we were on our road trip.
You gotta stay awake.
The shotgun has to do like directions and or DJing or just stay and, keep the driver awake.
It's just safer that way, really.
Yeah. No, it's just that purely dead weight.
So I like never wanted to be shotgun. I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm gonna be in the back seat in my phone hole. Don't talk to me.
Phone hole.
Yeah.
What would you do on your phone in the car?
TikToks.
Yes.
Mostly.
The best.
Not the best.
Do you have a TikTok, Lewis?
No.
Why not?
I don't like TikTok.
He's too cool.
Yeah.
Do you,
I don't have ADHD, so TikTok really doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, you say that. You say that doesn't appeal to you, and you could easily get addicted. Like.
That's true.
Do you use Instagram?
I'd rather not. Yeah, I have Instagram.
How often do you use Instagram?
A few times a day.
Late.
Yeah, not often. I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to when you're like, okay, I have like an hour to take a break. What are you doing during that hour?
Well, it depends where I am. If I'm out and about, like if I'm not at home, like out here, I usually try and like bring a book with me, not to sound like I'm all uptight or anything, but you know.
No, I think that sounds cool.
Very chill.
And if I'm at home, I usually am like playing music or something like that.
An instrument?
Yeah. Yeah. Writing on guitar or playing drums or something.
That's sick.
Lewis, real good at guitar. We were jamming the other day.
We were.
Nice.
It was fun.
In Lucas's spooky, scary basement.
Yeah, very spooky.
At least you have a basement.
Yeah, but basements out here are not like basements in Portland.
Basements back home, hit different.
Yeah. Really?
No rats, for one thing.
Carpeted?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I feel like most of them are
my basement
more finished.
My basement is only half finished, but, you know, there's... Yeah. Still a nice area to hang out.
My basement is a gym, lightweight.
Who lifts in your house?
Not lifting. Like, we have like an elliptical. Oh. My parents work out every day, sometimes twice a day.
Mm.
My dad has his rollers that he bikes on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your house here.
Oh, no, at home.
Like, that's out of character.
Oh, well, I work out twice a week during my boot camp gym class.
True, thank
you very much.
No hate.
And actually, all of my housemates go on runs, which is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Not a big runner.
No.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Can't relate.
Really hurts my knees
and my
feet.
Lungs.
It feels terrible. I don't get how people can do it for so long.
Everyone,
feels terrible.
Like, a lot of my friends ran a marathon this past weekend.
Really?
And the Boston Marathon.
Whoa.
I unfortunately slept in too late to go support any of them, so that's awesome.
Wasn't it until, like, 3 p.m.?
No, I think they, like, finish around 1 or 12. But they, I don't know. Yeah. But that's 26.2 miles.
Crazy.
For all you listeners,
you know,
the
original guy who ran a marathon died afterwards, so take that into consideration.
Is that true?
Sign up. Yeah, that's the story. It was like in ancient Rome, and he had to deliver this message, and it was 26.2 miles away, and he ran over there as quick as he could, and then when he got there,
marathon.
He just died.
Wow.
So then they were like, we should all do this. That looks so fun. So maybe think about that before you sign up for a marathon. That's a PSA for all the listeners out there.
Well,
all the runners out there.
Well, that's why they train.
They do that's work true. Their way up.
I don't think that guy trained, probably.
That message must have been so good.
It's probably super important.
Or like...
Hopefully.
Just a really funny joke in there.
Yeah. It would have had to been a really funny joke,
I
though.
Bet it was.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about this band that we're going to play?
Yeah, so we've got another Portland band coming up. These guys are a little more well-known. Dakota Theme, they're some good friends of mine. Just came out with
you
this
new...
You
know them.
I do. I know them personally.
Ooh.
This single we're about to listen to, Losing Sleep, is off of his new album, which is going to be coming out in November. So if you like it, put that on your calendar. They've already got another record out on Spotify as well. Very worth a listen. Fun, poppy, just a great vibe. Hope you like it.
Now I know I'm a king. Stock on my shoulder, I was seen. I ain't know that I could leave. Pop call me Steve. Gotta keep it brief. Lock and load, I can see you lying through your teeth. Fingers on my soul, this is 23. Blood in the water, I'm walking in my sleep. Blood on my father, I got another dream. I was playing with magic, high blessings in my sleep. I know I'm a king. Stock on my shoulder, I was sinking. I ain't know that I could leave. Papa call me chief, gotta keep it brief. Lock and load, I can see you lying through your teeth. Fingers on my soul, this is 23. Blood in the water, I was walking in my sleep. Blood on my father, I got another dream. I was playing with magic, high blessings in my sleep. I know I'm a king, stock on my shoulder, I was sinking. I ain't know that I could leave. Papa call me chief, gotta keep it brief. Lock and load, I can see you lying through your teeth. Fingers on my soul, this is 23. Blood in the water, I was walking in my sleep. Blood on my father, I got another dream. I was playing with magic, high blessings in my sleep. I know I'm a king, stock on my shoulder, I was sinking. I ain't know that I could leave. Papa call me chief, gotta keep it brief. Lock and load, I can see you lying through your teeth. Fingers on my soul, this is 23. Blood in the water, I was walking in my sleep. Blood on my father, I got another dream. I was playing with magic, high blessings in my sleep.
That was Gnaw by Alex G. Before that, we had Red Waters by Earl Sweatshirt. And before that, Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah on the 6 Degrees instrumental.
This has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks so much for tuning in this week. Lewis, did you have fun?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sadly, he won't be with us next week, but it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, I had a great time being here. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lewis.
We're going to round it out with one more Alex G song. This is Thorns.
I knew how.